There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey, welcome back. This is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And Joni Wolfswinkel.
So today is episode 11, double digits.
Pretty crazy, right? So it's been fun.
We're going to talk about planning and execution today. That's the headline. We just wrapped up second quarter and half of the year's over.
Yeah, gosh, it's kind of hard to believe that half the year's over. I mean, I think we can all agree that, you know, it didn't go as planned. You know, I know for us, we've had some detours, we've had some setbacks the last 6 months, but hey, I'm grateful for those detours and setbacks because it really, you know, allowed us to kind of take a step back and refocus on some things, what wasn't working, what was working, and adapt to this virtual world, right?
Yeah, the new, I mean, it kind of, if you didn't adapt, you kind of were left behind, and we're seeing, you know, weekly businesses go out of business, and it's usually the ones that didn't adapt or didn't make moves. It seems like there's two paradigms. There's either the people that adapted that are surviving or the people that just totally took the other approach where they just restricted, mm-hmm. shut down, held cash, and then they're going to reopen and come back at some point.
Yeah, exactly. And I know some of you guys might be feeling a little disappointed, you know, that, you know, you didn't meet your goals this past quarter, this past half of the year, and, you know, maybe feeling a little down on yourself. And, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, you know, we're all in this, right? And I think the important part is to refocus ourselves, reset our goals, and be smart about setting your goals. So when I mean about being smart, you make sure that they're specific, right? Mm-hmm. They're measurable, they're attainable, they're realistic, and time sensitive.
Those are great. Yeah, I like that approach to it. And when you're defining, is that how you define?
That's how I define it.
Yeah, awesome. Have you been able to hit majority of your goals, or you had any setbacks?
Oh yeah, tons of setbacks. And you know, looking back this last week, you know, I'm rolling over a lot of things that I didn't accomplish, but also I celebrated the wins as well. I think this podcast was a big goal that we had, and we celebrated that. So I think it's important that you celebrate your wins.
I think even, yeah, we had, I mean, we're throughout this podcast today, we're going to start off with some of the personal ways we attack goals and set goals. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned an acronym, SMART, for how you set your personal goals. And then we're going to get into some business goal setting and how we plan out our goals and strategy as a company. But also we're going to start off right now just how we do it personally. Yeah. So it's awesome. I mean, you're obviously fit and good. What goals did you set? Would you get personal with us and say, what goals did you set for the first half of the year that you hit or did not hit?
Yeah, so one of them was obviously the podcast, and another one was my book. I wanted, you know, to be done with my book, and, you know, I'm ahead of schedule, so, you know, that feels really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Yeah. So I hope you think in the next couple of months it'll be out.
Yep, it should be out in the next couple of months. So
that's awesome. So I mean, those are two big goals, mm-hmm. podcast, and some of us just putting ourselves out there. I think you're really doing that, and you know, wanting to share what you've learned over the last 20 years, mm-hmm. and I think that's awesome. Yeah. So I think people are going to get a lot of your story and really getting into detail. Which we've done some here, but yeah. I think it goes into much more. So for me personally, I like to use the Full Focus planner as a daily planner that I use. We both use it actually, but the it helps me set my goals for the quarter. I get a new one every quarter, automatically drop shipped to me. I set my perfect day, so I kind of plan out what my perfect day would look like, and it's typically, you know, up at somewhere between 5:15 and 6. I work out, usually cardio in the morning, and then breakfast, get ready, you know, see the kids, and then I'm off to work, and I'm usually in by 8 o'clock. I do some of my important goals, which I'll talk about here, first off in the morning if I can, and then I, you know, we usually have lunch together at noon, and then I'll knock out emails afterwards. We usually have some appointments and meetings in the afternoon, and then I like to be home by like 5:30, do my weightlifting workout in the evening, and then eat dinner with the kids, and then, you know, kind of spend time with them. And that would be my perfect day, right? Monday through Friday. So I can set that in that planner, and then I look at my week and plan out my week, and then I plan out each day individually. So mm-hmm. for me, and I don't, you can interject whenever you want.
Yeah, but, I mean, I kind of do the same thing. I use the Full Focus planner as well, as, you know, and our awesome executive assistant gets one for me every quarter, has it ready for me, ready to go. And I like to have my, you know, annual goals in the front, just so I can, you know, every morning when I wake up, I like to reference that and, you know, kind of see, you know, what I wrote down for my goals and, you know, just as a constant reminder, right? Yeah. And then, you know, certain tasks that will get me to those goals, mm-hmm. I like to write those down as well. And then I kind of do the same thing. I like to go through my ideal week. Mm-hmm. What does my ideal week look like? And maybe my three big wins for that week, right? And then at the end of the week, I like to reflect on that and say, did I make, was I able to meet those three wins? You know, maybe some things that I didn't accomplish and maybe some things that I would do differently.
Yeah. I also do my yearly goals or sometimes just broken down per quarter, but I have them in my Full Focus planner, but I also went a step further because I think you need to see them like mm-hmm. almost daily, and not always yeah. do I go and read them. So I actually put them on a screensaver. So I have them on my my son laughs at me because it says like lose weight or lose. I get specific. So I want to lose like whatever 20 pounds and by April 30th. And, you know, I get real specific or a certain body fat percentage, but I have it right there on my phone, on my screensaver, so that every time I look at my phone, I see my goals. So mm-hmm. I think that's something.
Yeah, it's important that, you know, you see them and they're right there visible to you.
Yeah. Constant and then something I do that seems to work out really well is I take Sunday evening and I'll take like an hour every Sunday evening and I'll look at my week and I'll plan out, you know, I'll look at appointments. I'll look at my three top mm-hmm. goals or priorities for that week.
Right.
And then kind of break it down per day. But I look at it and set everything, get ready for Monday. Mondays are always like a really important day because we have a lot of meetings that we'll get into later in this podcast. But I set all those, and so that I'm ready, I'm prepared. So come Monday morning, it's not like I'm...
Yeah, you're ready to go. You're not sitting there...
Planning at
exactly.
that time. Yeah, I'm already hitting the ground running.
Right.
And then I take, every night, I take 10 to 15 minutes. And let me take a step back. So on Sunday evening, I also, I'll take one page out of my planner. And usually at the beginning of the week, there's a blank page that I use. And I will write down three columns. And they'll be my weekly mm-hmm. goals or my weekly tasks. These are like bigger projects that maybe I've been looking at doing or trying to accomplish. Might be refinancing a particular commercial property. Whatever's in my things, I'll have my weekly goals, my monthly goals, and then my yearly goals. Mm-hmm. And then I move them up as I accomplish them. So, you know, I'll look at the weekly ones from last week and did I accomplish them or do I need to do them this week?
You need to roll them over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if I accomplish them, then I look at, okay, now my next column is my monthly goals and I'll look at those and be okay, now can I tackle them this week? And those are usually my three priorities. They're usually bigger items.
Right.
And then at the bottom, what not to do. So sometimes it might be not eating unhealthy foods, or eating clean, you know, mm-hmm. it just what I try to avoid, as well. And along with what I'm trying to accomplish, but then what I'm trying to avoid, so I don't do it, or eating sugar, you know, or something like that. So I'll have those written down for that week. So I can just see it, it's visible. And then that's usually what I also do Sunday evening. Yeah. And then each day I get into, again, I break down my top three priorities for that day, so that if I only did those three items, I would have
it would be a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important.
Correct.
Also, I like to, I have rituals for everything. So I have my morning ritual, you know, and I list those morning rituals, and I have my workday ritual, and then my workday shutdown ritual, and then also my evening ritual. So to make sure that I get all those in throughout Correct. The day.
Yeah, but I think the big underlying theme here is that we take at least, so on Sunday evenings, it takes me an hour. And then every night, 10 to 15 minutes, I'll review my accomplishments Recap, for yep. that day. If I need to push anything over to the next day that I didn't get mm-hmm. accomplished, and then so that, again, when we're starting the day, the morning, it's already, we're off and running.
You're ready
we're,
to go.
We're not planning at that time.
That's important.
Because, I mean, you never know what's going to hit you once you hit the office, or you get up in the morning, your kid's sick, and then you're making, how am I going to handle that? Or, you know, so there's always there's always
issues. In my day, it doesn't seem to go as planned ever. Yeah. We're in property management, so there's always, you know, something going on. So
distractions.
Yep.
But you can always refer back to those top three priorities mm-hmm. that you set for that day. So even if you only can get an hour out of that day, you're going to knock out those three.
Right.
And then something else that Joni and I do, as far as planning and execution is, we take at the beginning of the year, or usually it's December. So what we like to take a couple weeks or a week off between, Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. and we'll take a couple days where it just be her and I, you know, we'll try to get somebody to watch the kids or leave them with the grandparents so that we can just fully focus. And we try to do it somewhere nice, serene place that's, you know, beautiful, that we can, our minds are clear and we can
think. Time to think, yeah.
And we use it as our thinking time, and also, but we plan and execute for that year. Mm-hmm. Like what, as the owners of the company, what direction are we trying to drive things? Where do we hope to see things by the end of the year? What, you know, what do we anticipate? And so we really plan and execute, just you and I alone, before we actually meet with the leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
And do a lot. So I think that's something, because I think this, anybody should do it, couples should do it, because we also not only will look at our business objectives and goals, but we'll also look at personally. So we like to look at how many rentals do we want to, do we not want to, do we just want to pay off, you know, how many rentals do you want to pay off this year? What are our financial goals that we want to accomplish, or reserves? Do we want to raise the amount of reserves we have? Do we, what do we want to accomplish with our kids?
Yeah.
You know, and what trips do we want to take that year if we had, mm-hmm. you know, so we kind of set all our goals for that year and just look at it. And not always does it go perfectly. Obviously this year didn't. I think we had a lot of goals and trips planned that got canceled.
That's okay. That's life, right?
Yeah. And you roll with it. So, well, as far as business now, we'll get into how we, kind of set some of our business goals and planning, you know, with, COVID, you know, it we weren't prepared, but we were and we weren't prepared. We were, when we sat down at the beginning of the year, you and I thought that we might see a real estate correction, because it had been years, you know,
right.
we had passed
who,
the 10 years.
Who would have thought COVID would
would be
the cause of that correction, right?
Yeah, nobody saw it. But we had already anticipated a little bit, mm-hmm. since we're in real estate.
Right. We were planning ahead, you know, we knew it was coming.
So we were getting leaner. We were shedding the fat if we needed mm-hmm. to, whether there be expenses we didn't need, staff that we didn't need, or upgrading staff. We constantly mm-hmm. made those changes, actually before we even knew COVID existed.
Yeah.
We were already doing that in preparation for a market mm-hmm. correction. Mm-hmm. So that helped us significantly. Once COVID did hit, we were kind of already ready.
Right.
So to start off with, how you want to get into how we kind of structure. So this is based upon scaling up, which we talked about from the book. I think this is episode number 8 or remember, maybe it was episode five, one of them, but we talked about Skin Up. Yeah, and we had went into that book and how we execute and plan off of it. So one of the things is we developed a leadership team, and it's made up of eight individuals. Mm-hmm. They're some of our key players in our company. You know, it's an operations manager in each city. It's a director of operations and controller, key accounting figure, director of marketing, and director of maintenance and software, and mm-hmm. then Joni and I.
Right.
You know, what is it like, you know, once we had that team? Was it in your experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, before it was just Sean and I, you know, Sean and Joni kind of calling the shots.
And, the Sean and Joni show.
Right, the Sean and Joni show. And once we created the leadership team, you know, it gave them a sense of ownership. And, you know, we kind of, I mean, we would participate, but they were the ones coming up with the ideas. You know, and so this past year, every year we, you know, meet annually and do our annual planning. And it's usually, we usually go somewhere also, you know.
Offsite.
We went to Waco in January and just spent the weekend planning our goals and, you know, getting a chance to get to know each other.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, when you develop a leadership team, you know, they're taking a lot of their time and energy on top of their regular mm-hmm. tasks to contribute to this. So, to us, we feel like we want to reward them and for their time and effort. And so we kind of make it a fun business, activity. And so every year we take, 2 to 3 days. I think this year next year we're taking 4 days off and, try to do some fun, mm-hmm. but then also, and get away from the office. But it allows for that team unity and team building as well.
Yeah.
Which I think was fun this past year.
Yeah. So we're actually going to be meeting this week to go over our quarterly goals. And we were reviewing those. And it's actually considering like what we went through, mm-hmm. we actually accomplished for the most part everything that we thought we were, right?
Yeah, I think we knocked out our complete yearly mm-hmm. Initiatives and ambitions we knocked out in 6 months.
Yeah.
And that was through COVID, which is amazing. I think maybe it was the time we had not as much distraction, but it just seemed like everybody was on top of it. We executed and everybody got done what they were supposed to. So we're big components of in the book they talk about WWW, which stands for who, what, and when.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each one of these meetings, we always, if any a task or any assignment, it gets assigned to a specific person, the who, and then what they're assigned. And then when
you're going to accomplish it by. And I think that's really what helped us as well. Where, you know, before when you and I used to do it all, like it's like, all right, we'll just roll it over to the next month, you know. Mm-hmm. And so now that we have eight in our leadership team, they all have a task to accomplish and, you know, and timelines for that. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to accomplish what we did in that time frame.
Yeah. So, and I think they take their initiatives down to their teams or their departments, and then from there they can mm-hmm. delegate some of those tasks.
And some of the ideas that they come up with is like, man, like I couldn't have come up with that.
Yeah. So. I mean, and they're brilliant. More closer to the, you know, front face of the company mm-hmm. or that they work directly with people that report. Up front, mm-hmm. so they get to hear more and see more, and the ideas that they come up with, and sometimes, you know, the frontline people come up with some great ideas. They'll bring them to the managers bring them to the leadership team,
exactly.
And it's like let them roll with that and let them run with it, and gives them a sense of ownership mm-hmm. and validation,
right.
You know, that they're contributing. Yeah.
So now that we talked about the annual goals, why don't you talk about the quarterly
meeting? Yeah, so this week we're meeting and doing our quarterly meeting. It's usually one day. Sometimes it's done off-site. We usually try to fly all of our team members that are part of the leadership team in, and we meet together.
Right, so our Albuquerque office, New Mexico office, will fly our operations manager here to Texas.
Yeah, this year, because of COVID, we're not doing mm-hmm. all that. It's all going to be remote. But and with the recent spikes and all that in Texas, we're just not going to do that. But so it's all still going to be virtual. But we meet. We look at our one-page plan, mm-hmm. which comes from the book, which has our initiatives, our goals, our our themes for that year. And something that we also, I think is a cool idea is we set every quarter a different theme and what we're looking to accomplish. So it could be, you know, I think this past quarter it was about, in a way, survival or adaption, and then also thriving, meaning taking advantage of opportunities if they arise.
Right.
So I think we were, it was very COVID related, meaning, you know,
even though that we didn't know it was coming,
yeah.
And then we prepped for it.
But it's aligning our quarterly goals with our annual goals,
right,
and trying to, you know, hit those and any rocks that we need to accomplish to get there. You know, so like example was even some of the last ones was, okay, how can we conserve cash? So what do we need to cut out? How can we increase our cash, mm-hmm, on hand? And so we looked at those initiatives, and then we looked at what can we take advantage of? And so for us, it was, well, Airbnbs took a huge curveball, and, you know, nobody was staying in Airbnb. So we, our marketing department, aggressively went after Airbnbs and turning Airbnbs into long-term, mm-hmm, rental properties. So yeah, that was one initiative that we did.
Right.
And so not only were we looking at how can we survive, but then how can we adapt, mm-hmm, and even come out of this stronger.
Exactly.
So it will be interesting to see what we can come up with this next quarter.
Yeah.
And then we break it down to weekly meetings. So we have a weekly leadership meeting, and then a weekly meeting with, you know, middle management and lower management.
In our weekly meeting, we usually it's about 60 to 90 minutes. And, you know, we, like Sean said, we meet with our management and middle management. Focus really is on our KPIs, or key performance metrics, making sure that, you know, our departments are on track with their numbers. So it usually lasts about 60 to 90 minutes. And then, you know, we have our weekly leadership meeting, in which is each week someone from the leadership team leads that, you know, meeting, and usually they'll choose a topic, and you know, we'll we use that to strategize,
mm-hmm,
you know, and that's probably another, you know, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. So. And then, I mean, you lead the weekly leadership, weekly meeting,
mm-hmm,
you're usually still initiating that. And then as far as the quarterly and annual, it's usually you and I run those as well.
But right.
The weekly, I mean, what made you drive that recently? I know you gave it to somebody else and then you kind of took it back over, but what did you see, or what do you focus on?
I like to keep each department leaders on track, and, you know, I really just facilitate it, you know, and drive it, and then they do the rest. So
cool.
More vocal.
Yeah, a little bit more. I think you it went from getting to be like 2 to 3 hour meetings,
to 45 minutes, you know, let's get to what we need to get to, and move on. I think they were,
you were getting to the basics, and, you know, they want to talk about an application and get into details about the application and why, you know, it's like, no, we need
to focus.
We have an outline of what we follow, mm-hmm, and this is what, you know.
Right. And then we have our daily huddles, which I absolutely love our daily huddles. Every morning at 9:38, all of our teams, our New Mexico team, all of our virtual teams, and then our Houston team all Zoom in together, and it's like the first 15 minutes of the day, and we go over, you know, priorities, we go over stucks, wins for the week.
Good news.
It's really the most important 15 minutes of the day.
And we usually started off with live music. I wish it was live music. With you know, we play songs at the beginning to kind of get everybody, like, it's usually upbeat, and, you know, mm-hmm, and people can jam out a little bit, and then we get into it. So it creates the energy.
It does
at the beginning of the day.
And I also think, I mean, before we did the huddles, I would have, you know, managers in my office all day long, like, asking me questions, like, well, what about this, you know, and it just, became where I wasn't able to get things done because they were in my office all the time. And with the huddles, it's 15 minutes. If they have a stuck, you know, that's when they will, you know, let us know and we'll help them, guide them through that stuck. Mm-hmm. And then I don't hear from them all day. So
it's good. You can get more done. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the stucks are more things that they need collaboration on. Is that what would you say? And you like to share the stucks in a huddle so that people, like if somebody came directly to you and got an answer, well, somebody else might have needed to hear that answer exactly. To do their job. And so if you share the stucks all together, somebody usually can answer it, number one, and then somebody else might have needed to hear that response so they know how to handle it themselves.
And sometimes it's simple, you know, as I need to know how to respond to, you know, a client, you know. So, I mean, it can be a variety of things, but usually it's usually something simple like that. Yeah.
So our meeting rhythm, again, is our annual meeting, our quarterly meeting, our weekly, and then our weekly leadership meeting, and then our daily huddle. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of how we break up our planning and strategy sessions and how we execute throughout our businesses. And then something I just wanted to reemphasize again, we love to pick themes, and I think we're going to focus this year on creating more fun themes. I don't know if that's a word, but that's the right way to say it. But, you know, have it be a come up with a cool name and it's something that people can get behind, and then we maybe will post it at different places and throughout the building. But have a theme for what we're trying to accomplish. So, I mean, when some of the years that year's theme was growth, and we were just going to be, you know, focused mm-hmm. on growth. Another year we focused on employee improvement and kind of rebuilding mm-hmm. and rebuilding the organization to be stronger and a better foundation.
Right.
So it wasn't on growth, you know, it was more about.
And then we did one customer experience, you know, was another one.
Improving our customer mm-hmm. experience 1 year. So every year we have a different theme that it just provides focus for the organization. And then, so that's usually our yearly themes. And then we break it down every quarter and kind of those quarterly themes contribute to the yearly theme. Anything else you thought of?
I think the last thing is, you know, we execute. Mm-hmm. And then I always like to, celebrate the wins, you know, you have to. And I'm big on that.
I like that because you always, you bring the positive to it, because I'm more the driver and like serious and
I'm like, yay, we did it.
And sometimes you need to celebrate the wins and just appreciate where you've come from or where you, you know, how mm-hmm. where you started and then where you got to.
Yeah.
I think that was when we looked at to start to prepare for this quarterly meeting, it was like, wow, look at what we accomplished in 6 months under very difficult times. We got to celebrate that and appreciate appreciate the team that did it, number one, mm-hmm. and then appreciate that we're able to do it. And being grateful that we are in the businesses we're in, because I know there's a lot of people that are hurting out there and a lot of companies that are hurting. So we're grateful for where we are and we're grateful for the team we have and looking forward to it. Yeah. So hope that helped out, you guys. I hope that you got something beneficial out of this. You know, but go out and make it happen. One thing that Joni and I do very, very well is we'll not only plan and come up with ideas, but we'll execute. Yeah. We'll go get it. Mm-hmm. And not always do we make the right decisions and we'll fall flat on our faces, but we'll at least try.
Yep.
And that's all you can ask. So have a great week and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.